Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
If they should be psyched.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. The April jobs report due out in about half an hour could indicate a continued economic rebound. Or an economic stumble.
While Republicans continue to describe the economy as terrible.
Because our leaders are stupid. Our politicians are stupid.
The Obama administration has continued to point to an economic rebound, perhaps supported by today's Labor Department report, expected to reflect an unemployment rate that held steady at 5% in April. Economists predict that around 197,000 jobs were added last month, but anything below 200,000 may be seen as a disappointment. The U.S. has been on a hiring surge for 2 years, routinely adding more than 200,000 new jobs a month. Falling below that could indicate a stumbling economy. I'm Scott Carr on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Later this morning, we'll learn how Metro's general manager plans to fix the rail system. It follows another day of problems on Metro yesterday.
Metro Board Chair Jack Evans has only been at his post for a few months, but wants riders to know.
I apologize on behalf of this entire region for the last 15 years for not doing their job, for allowing the system to deteriorate.
So now Metro is going to rebuild from the ground up in some spots, replacing tracks and faulty insulators. Expect delays and closures for extended periods of time.
Metro, Paul, etc. are going to be reaching out to all the local communities to put a plan together.
Evans says years worth of work will happen over the course of just months. Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And you don't have to look far to find another prominent example of infrastructure that is in critical need of repair, Arlington Memorial Bridge. The National Capital Planning Commission is now considering various options.
And there's good news for anyone who uses the Arlington Memorial Bridge, urban designer Matthew Fliss.
Given the importance of the bridge in supporting local and regional mobility, staff recommends the commission support methods that eliminate or minimize the need for full bridge closures for vehicular, pedestrian, and bicycle use during construction.
The recommended option for rehabilitation wouldn't ever close the bridge entirely. Instead,
traffic would be limited to 3 lanes and 1 sidewalk for the duration of the project.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
There is stepped-up security today at High Point High School in Beltsville as police continue to search for the man who shot 2 people yesterday in the school's parking lot, killing one of them. No students were involved in the incident that police say was domestic-related. Prince George's County Police Chief Hank Stawinski.
We are in the process of verifying the nature of the relationship. What I will say is that they had a prior relationship. They aren't strangers to one another. They came into conflict. A bystander attempted to intervene, was shot in the process of intervening, and then the male half of this shot and killed the female half.
Police have since identified the suspect as 62-year-old Eulalio Tordill. He is said to be an employee of the Federal Protective Service. Former Republican National Committee Chairman Michael Steele is encouraged that there will apparently be a face-to-face meeting next week between Donald Trump and House Speaker Paul Ryan. Steele says time is short before the Republican convention this summer.
You want to go into Cleveland as unified as you possibly can be. There will be some outliers. There will be some stragglers. And there will be some people who actually won't even participate in the process. That's okay. I get that. But everybody else, if the goal here is to stop Hillary Clinton, not stop Donald Trump, then you've got to get the team in place to do that.
Steele spoke last hour here on WMAL's Mornings on the Mall. Thousands of evacuees from a raging Canadian wildfire are being moved again. Canadian officials will start moving thousands of people from work camps north of devastated Fort McMurray in a mass highway convoy today, if it is safe to do so, they say. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,661, the NASDAQ at 47,17. Sports, the Nationals lose to the only team hotter than they are, the Cubs, and the Orioles beat the Yankees. WMAL News Time 8 04 up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
He cracks the mic.
Let me just say this.
He speaks his mind.
That seems reasonable to me.
And the world is a better place.
That's a matter of opinion, I suppose.
Chris Plant.
Weekdays 9 to noon.
Wow.
Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system this spring? Now is the perfect time with ARS Rescue Router. Get up to $1,650 back when you purchase a select home comfort system from ARS. With our outstanding payment plan options, you could even have that new system for as low as $83 per month with approved credit. Make ARS Rescue Router your choice for new heating and cooling systems. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
Look alive, weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission: to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced DuraZone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know DuraZone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And DuraZone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of DuraZone.
Hide them all!
Bayer Advanced DuraZone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Achoo! Allergies caused from pollen, dirt, pet mess, and even bacteria can burrow deep into your rugs and carpets. For a deep-down clean, you need Hadid. Right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call Hadid or go online to joehadid.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Long-standing crash, southeast-southwest freeway as you head outbound over the 11th Street Bridge. Finally, looks like they have all the cars out of the travel lanes. Three involved, still waiting on tow trucks. So for now, nothing blocked, but delays out of Virginia back near Edsel Road. So as you come off the Beltway 395, it's a long trip to get into town. Also each direction on the George Washington Parkway, that puts the pressure on the merge to get onto the inbound 14th Street Bridge. This seems to be a weekday morning normal occurrence here with these delays on Washington Boulevard, passing the Pentagon, 110, very slow. Now, the George Washington Parkway, incident-free this morning, but just south of 123. That's where your delays begin. Baltimore-Washington Parkway, each direction through Laurel, slow, but lanes are all reported open. A little bit better than the normal commute on 270, the heaviest stretch through Urbana, down past the exit for 109. Metro Rail power has been restored at the Van Ness Metro Station. They are no longer using the shuttle service, but expect delays. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rumbles of thunder today. Mid-50s, north breeze. Light rain tapering off to showers overnight tonight. Maybe a rumble of thunder, 50. Clouds will give way to sunshine and near 70 tomorrow. Plenty of sun for Mother's Day. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 53 in Arlington, 52 in Kensington, 53 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. A first grader has won a handwriting contest. Despite the fact she was born with no hands, see the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Because we are free.
That's right. We're free to have great information presented to us on the radio every morning. Coming up at 8:35 this morning, Chris Barnes with Fix WMATA. They have got some issues, and there's a big report coming out today that will explain how they're going to actually fix Metro. Chris Barnes will talk about that coming up at 8:35. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
We need to be put in check.
Whatever form that takes, I'm game.
I'm sorry, Tony.
If I see a situation pointed south, I can't ignore it. Sometimes I wish I could.
Sometimes I want to punch you in your perfect teeth.
This doesn't have to end in a fight, Tony.
You just started a war.
Yeah, I know many of us were bored by Batman versus Superman, but I have been pumped, primed, and ready for Captain America Civil War, where you see the Avengers squaring off, mm-hmm. and you just heard the exchange there between Captain America and Tony Stark, of course, Iron Man. Well, joining us right now to tell us if this is worth the, $100 these days to go to the movies and get popcorn, Christian Toto, editor of HollywoodInToto.com.
Christian, did you just say in Toto?
Toto, yes. I'm trolling you. Is it a good movie, Christian?
It's not just a good movie. It actually lives up to most of its hype, and that's maybe the biggest magic behind the whole project in general, because there's been so much hype about this. And you're absolutely right. This is a kind of the same theory behind, good guy versus good guy that we just saw in Batman versus Superman, but yeah. This is done right. And I think people are going to just be lining up around the block, and when they see it, I'm going to go back in line and say, I want to see this again.
Wow. Wow. It's that good, huh?
All right.
But I'm troubled by this thing that's going on right now in my superhero movies where, you know, Batman and Superman, they can't get along. And now I'm being told that Captain America seems like a decent guy, and Iron Man, big fan of Iron Man, that they're not getting along either. Why is it that our superheroes, who are supposed to be role models for us all, are fighting with one another?
Well, I think it's a trend that kind of points to the way we look at superheroes in 2016. It's called collateral damage. So even when the good guys save the day, sometimes people die when buildings fall, when the bad guys sort of wreck a city. There's going to be people hurt as much as, even though the heroes are doing everything possible to save every life possible. So, you know, I'm a little bit sort of, I think I'm already burned out on that whole kind of concept, frankly. I think we've got two movies that have done it. Let's move on from here. But let's just enjoy what happens here, because this is the kind of movie where it's got the Rock'em Sock'em action, but it's got tons and tons of really well-done humor at the same time. And yeah. I think that's really what was lacking in Batman vs. Superman. It was just dark and gritty and cynical. It felt joyless. This one has a great sense of joy.
Oh, exactly.
Part of that is it's got every character you've ever seen in the movie.
All these DC movies take themselves so seriously. The DC comic book movies, that is, Superman, the Batman ones. And meanwhile, Marvel is really outdoing DC at the box office in every possible way. And I think you're right. They don't, Christian, they don't forget that they're comic books, which means there's got to be a wink and a smile when they do this stuff, right?
They do. And, you know, that's good writing, too, because these are some pretty serious themes. I mean, should the government have control and sway over the Avengers, or should the Avengers be free to do what they do?
Mm-hmm.
Or are they just colorfully clad vigilantes? I mean, those are real interesting issues. So it's not as if this is like a popcorn comic book light affair. There's some heavy stuff here. But again, it's the presentation, it's how it's done, and it doesn't feel heavy, it doesn't feel like kind of a drag. It's just enjoyable. Right. And there's a, you know, the battle royale, which is teased in the trailer, is good guy versus good guy. And it just doesn't disappoint.
All right. Christian Toto says, run, don't walk to Captain America Civil War.
Well,
all right.
I'm ready to see it twice.
I am excited about that, and I will be seeing it this weekend. And Christian, hail Hydra. Okay, so while we've got you, I've got a couple of other questions about what's going on in Hollywood right now. Because, of course, at Hollywood in Toto, you don't just talk about the movies, you talk about the politics in that town, too. And, boy, we're really seeing a rift within the Democrats in Hollywood, which is pretty much 98% of the people there, between Bernie and Hillary. And we see Norman Lear now, the creator of All in the Family and all those great sitcoms from the 70s, a big-time liberal, trying to rally the troops. But there's no passion for Hillary in Hollywood right now, is there?
You know, there isn't, but it's certainly going to change, though. I think as the weeks go on, as Trump is more Trump-like, I think that's going to sort of have a natural evolution. So I understand what Lear is up to. He's being pragmatic, but I don't think it's necessary. I think in a few weeks, as the battle lines are more clearly drawn, I think, you know, people are going to say, my goodness, do we really want Trump, especially people on the left in Hollywood, and they're going to rally around Hillary. And I think also as Hillary plays the gender card and as Trump basically stomps on it, I think sort of that will help even people who are on the fence, the Susan Sarandons who have been very pro-Bernie at this point. I think they're going to come around.
Well, I mean, but I would imagine people like Susan Sarandon, I imagine there are others in Hollywood who support, Bernie Sanders. The people who support him are so excited about that candidacy, whereas the people who support Hillary Clinton don't seem to have that same passion. I have a hard time thinking that they're just going to walk away and say, okay, I'm on board, it's inevitable, and be enthusiastic about it.
Well, I think the enthusiasm will come with this sort of antagonism toward Trump. I think that's where the excitement's going to come.
Yeah.
It's not so much that Hillary's the greatest candidate of all. It's a matter of fact that he is just the worst candidate they could have possibly imagined, who kind of, goes against a lot of their precious symbols. And I think from that perspective, that's where the energy will come from. And listen, things change so quickly in the election cycle. What we're feeling now, even people who are anti-Trump and never Trump, they may vote for him come November if they're worried about the Supreme Court, if they've just gone through 6 months of Hillary and all of her campaign pledges.
Well, yeah.
So Yeah, things are always in flux, so I think it's hard to kind of draw lines in that regard.
In a way, it's the opposite side of the same coin in that, you know, Hollywood will get all motivated because they want to stop Trump. Well, Republicans and, you know, middle America will get excited because they want to stop Hillary. So that's interesting. Also going on in Hollywood right now, you know, everyone predicted this, but as soon as Obama opens the door to Havana, to Cuba, suddenly we now see the Kardashians tromping through the town and bringing all of the Hollywood excess to that communist nation. I mean, people are mocking it and people are, you know, condemning the Kardashians for, you know, playing footsie with the Castros. But in a way, could this actually send a message to Cuba? I would, if I'm a Cuban and I'm living in a grass hut with no floors, I got to think, okay, in America, these talentless hacks are millionaires. We need capitalism here.
The greatest ambassadors and diplomats of our age are the Kardashians.
Well, you know, compared to John Kerry.
There is something wonderful and magical about American freedom and the potential to be anything you want. And yeah, that I don't think I could have put it any better myself. As much as we may be cynical and kind of chuckling up our sleeves about what they're up to. Yeah, it does. Listen, let the free flow of information hit Cuba. Let them see what's good and bad and indifferent, and let them kind of judge from there.
Do you expect to see more of this, though, out of Hollywood as the doors are open now? Do you think that Hollywood's going to go in and sort of glorify the communist utopia, and we're going to have lots of storylines either on film or on television coming out of Havana?
Oh, gosh, I hope not. I do know that there was a recent film that was shot in Cuba, but I think you'll see more films kind of using the country. But from that perspective, boy, Hollywood has done a terrible job of sort of trumpeting capitalism and showing the real true evils of socialism. So I'm not going to defend the industry there, but right. I just can't imagine they're going to swoop in and do sort of a Hail Castro situation. That's my worst case scenario.
We'll stick with Hail Hydra, yeah. Christian Toto.
Christian Toto, thank you so much.
HollywoodandToto.com. It's now 8:15 WMAL, traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. She's Jamie Whitten, and she is on Team Captain America, I think, over in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Yeah, you're Shield Man or you're an Iron Man man?
I'm going Shield.
There you go.
I'm going Shield. Here we go. And that's what we need to shield these delays. Boy, 395. I'm 395. We're still back to Landmark to get across the 14th Street Bridge to the crash in the district on the outbound 11th Street Bridge. But the better news is they've reopened all the lanes. You'll still see the accident activity off to the far right. But again, on the outbound side of the 11th Street Bridge, which caused these delays, we are now getting through. DC 295 North, your delays just north of the Beltway take you to the inbound 11th Street Bridge. Suitland Parkway heavy to 295. Heading in over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. A little bit of volume here to get you onto Constitution Avenue. We're at Constitution and 23rd. Crews were dealing with an incident. U.S. Park Police now looking to see if there's anything in the way. Southbound George Washington Parkway just before the Key Bridge. That's where the delays cease, stepping in back near 123. And for Metro Rail, unfortunately, they've had a number of problems. A power has been restored at the Van Ness Metro Station. They had a shuttle bus service set up. Expect delays and residual delays on the Silver Line toward Federal Triangle from another issue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We're going to have rain today. Count on it. 1 to 2 inches of rain. In fact, and maybe even some thunder as the day goes on. High around 55 degrees. And tonight, the rain will taper off. And once we hit midnight, it'll be cloudy overnight. Thunder possible again. Low around 50 degrees. And then here's your weekend forecast. Saturday, cloudy skies early, then partly cloudy in the afternoon. High of 69. And Sunday, beautiful day. Sunny skies, high in the low 70s. And Monday, we're right back to the rain. Right now, it's 53 degrees in the nation's capital at 8:18. Traffic and weather brought to you by MyCleanPC.com.
If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
All right, here's an update on all your 2016 news. Of course, you know, we have a presumptive nominee now in the Republican Party. And Reince Priebus, the chairman of the Republican Party, says it's time for everybody to get behind Donald Trump. Somebody who apparently did not get the memo is Paul Ryan, Speaker of the House.
You have said throughout this process that you will support the Republican presidential nominee. Now you have a presumptive nominee, Donald Trump. Will you support him?
Well, to be perfectly candid with you, Jake, I'm just not ready to do that. At this point, I'm not there right now, and I hope to, though, and I want to.
Oh, there's going to be a meeting next week between the two, and what the speaker is looking for is something that will help him want to jump in and unify the party.
I think what is necessary to make this work, for this to unify, is to actually take our principles and advance them, and that's what we want to see. Saying we're unified doesn't in and of itself unify us, but actually taking the principles that we all believe in, showing that there's a dedication to those, and running a principle campaign that Republicans can be proud about, and that can actually appeal to a majority of Americans, that to me is what it takes to unify this party.
Really interesting. We talked to Michael Steele early, a Republican Party chairman of the past, and a former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich. Two people who understand a little bit of the position that is going on, both from the political party standpoint and from the Speaker of the House party. Both of them were rather critical of Paul Ryan for taking this move.
Yeah, they were, and I know Sean Hannity was on Fox News last night as well. I think this is completely legitimate. In a way, Paul Ryan is a doppelganger for many Republican voters out there. Let's face it, the majority of Republican voters did not vote for Donald Trump. They voted for somebody else. Yes, he's got the nomination. I'm not taking anything away from him. He earned it. He won it. But that doesn't mean he wins everyone's vote. He needs to earn our vote. And by the way, this exact same thing is going to happen over on the Democrats' side, too.
Yeah.
All those Bernie people.
Oh,
Hillary
yeah.
needs to make the case to the Bernie people. Well, Trump needs to make the case to many of us who are skeptical of his conservative roots and his conservative bona fides. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
One way you could unify the party is who you choose to be your vice president. And yesterday, Brett Baer had an interview with the Donald in which he broached the idea of who would you might pick and who might be considered. Take a listen.
Nikki Haley and Susana Martinez.
No, not Nikki Haley. No, Nikki Haley, no. She wasn't under consideration. But I'm looking at a lot. I'm looking at quite a few.
And you had conversations with Marco Rubio recently, several of them.
We've had really nice conversations. Not necessarily about that, just that we have, we always had a very good relationship, Brett, Marco and I. And then it got a little bit nasty for a period of time. But Marco's a good guy, a really nice guy, and I like him, but not necessarily with respect to any position. But it could happen.
All right. So there are a list of people who have said they don't really want to be considered for vice president. And that's sort of an interesting list as well. Among them, Rich Scott of Florida. The governor of Florida says he doesn't want to be considered. Rob Portman, Nikki Haley, says she doesn't want to be considered. So the feelings between Nikki Haley and Donald are mutual. Neither one of them wants the other. Ben Carson is in the selection committee, but says he doesn't want to be considered. John Kasich has said he doesn't want to be considered. And somehow, I don't know, Joe Biden got on a list about didn't want to be considered. I don't know. I think that's a joke.
Did he just say of Marco Rubio that things got a little bit nasty?
Yeah, it was a little.
A little bit nasty? Am I forgetting something? It was the ugliest week of campaigning I've ever seen.
Yeah,
okay,
I'll
fine.
Tell you
hey,
something.
Listen, if he can get Marco Rubio to be his running mate, that would be interesting.
Yeah, how about, somebody who wants to be considered is Rick Perry, former governor of Texas, who was also a candidate for the nomination. But remember this exchange back during the debates?
I've had my issues with Donald Trump. I talked about Donald Trump from the standpoint of being an individual who was using his celebrity rather than his conservatism. How can you run for the Republican nomination and be for single-payer health care? I mean, I ask that with all due respect, and nobody on either one of these stages has done more than I've done and the people of the state of Texas to deal with securing that border.
So anyway, he says he's open now to the idea.
All right. Well, a little bit more of this 2016 presidential talk and the party's efforts in trying to unify in a moment. It's 8:23.
Does your home have plumbing problems? Call McCarthy Services for our spring plumbing specials. Water heater flushes for only $49, $99 drain cleanings, or $50 off any general plumbing repair. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 7070. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed or your money back. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Hurry! Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 7070. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 7070.
Let's face it. No one loves mosquitoes. After all, they suck all the fun out of spending family time outside. But now you can get even by creating a mosquito no-fly zone around your home with the help of your friends from Terminix. Our expert mosquito service delivers more than a barrier or repellent. We'll reduce mosquito populations in treated areas by more than 90% in 2 to 3 weeks. Plus, we come back every 4 weeks to keep them down. For a free mosquito evaluation and an effective solution, call Terminix now at 1-800-700-4186. Long, warm, sunny days are returning, but so is mosquito season. So take control of your yard with a mosquito no-fly zone from Terminix. Terminix Mosquito Service uses a natural active ingredient that kills mosquitoes, but is safe around people, pets, and food. It's your home, not theirs. Call Terminix today for a free mosquito evaluation and an effective solution at 1-800-700-4186.
What can it cost you to not contact Miss Utility? You dig and hit an underground line. Essential services could be lost. You're responsible. Someone could be injured or worse, and you're responsible. But other than that, it can't cost you that much. 2 full business days prior to digging, visit missutility.net by phone at 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility, it's the law.
Hey, DC, guess which airline added more nonstop flights than any other out of Reagan National last year? Okay, here's a hint. It's the only airline that doesn't try and stick you with hidden fees. Nothing? Here's another clue. Its colors are red, blue, and yellow, and it saves you tons of green. For more clues, go to southwest.com. More nonstops than ever, zero hidden fees. That's transparency.
Based on comparing schedules published as of 2/12/16 via DOME for year-end 4/2015 to year-end 4/2016.
825 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Jamie Witten's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 95. Not so bad overall, really. No delays through Stafford, through Triangle and Dumfries. A little bit of the stop and go over the Occoquan and the Newington. Now, beyond that, if you're heading up onto the Beltway, your delays begin just as you leave Springfield toward Annandale and better than normal in Tysons. 395 delays from Landmark jammed across the 14th Street Bridge. Earlier crash on the outbound 11th Street Bridge, the culprit for those 395 delays. Still seeing some of the activity on the 11th Street Bridge to the shoulder. To the Wilson Bridge we go. Back near Route 5, Branch Avenue, in through Bowie, Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Right now, it's just been about the volume. Better in Hillendale. Had the earlier crash. New Hampshire Avenue, north of the Beltway at Powder Mill Road. However, south of the Beltway, still slow as you head past Metzerat Road toward the crash at Adelphi Road. If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com. Get a free computer diagnosis. And in minutes, you can activate My Clean PC software and clean out that junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Day of Friday, the rain not steady the whole day, but certainly some batches of steady to moderate rainfall at times, and maybe even a rumble of thunder. Mid-50s, north breeze, inch or two of rain in some spots. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 54 degrees in the nation's capital. It's 827. You betcha it's time for Critter News, a certified fan favorite here on Mornings on the Mall.
It is.
And, well, listen, I've been to Old Town Alexandria quite a few times, and Old Town is a charming place
yes. In
the Washington area, is it not?
It is.
And you go down King Street there's lots of watering holes
yeah.
and restaurants and places.
A lot of stuff to do.
Where I can pony up to the bar there, and I can have myself
You pony up to the bar? I can't imagine
My
that.
Favorite adult beverage, which if anyone knows me knows, is Wild Turkey.
That's right,
Wild Turkey 101. That's the one, Wild Turkey 101 on the rocks. Well, there's now a unfortunate sighting of an actual wild turkey wandering around Old Town now. Local news reports say that the wild turkey is wandering the streets of Old Town. It was spotted just Thursday.
An actual wild turkey.
Yes, sir. Yes. And the Alexandria City Police said there have been multiple calls. A lot of people are seeing large birds, we believe to be wild turkeys, around Alexandria today and for the past few days.
I mean, wild turkeys are they're clever, mm-hmm. very smart animals, and generally they don't like people.
Yeah. Well, so they called Animal Welfare. They're going to try to track this down. By the way, I just did a quick search on this. Apparently, this happened like 2 years ago, June of 2013. Wild turkeys wandering around Old
Town. Wandering around Old Town.
Old turkeys love Old Town. And I love wild turkey. It's 8:28.
Okay, everyone. Mother's Day is this Sunday. Do you know what you're getting for your mom? If you're looking for the perfect gift, check out this sweet deal from Sherry's Berries. Right now, you can get their famous freshly dipped gourmet berries starting at $19.99. I was so excited to see this deal because Sherry's Berries have become a big tradition in my family. We all love them. You have never seen dipped berries like these. They're huge, sweet, juicy, and covered in decadent toppings like chocolate chips and chopped nuts. And right now, they're starting at $19.99. That's amazing. Plus, you can pick your delivery date and the berries are guaranteed to arrive fresh, delicious, and beautifully packaged. My mom is going to be super excited when she gets her Sherry's Berries, and I bet your mom will be too. Hurry, because Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this incredible deal ends this Friday. The only way to get this amazing offer is to go to berries.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 200. That's berries.com, special code 200.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
Questions about your retirement? We can help. Call Investing Sense, brought to you by Financial Engines, at 888-833-8637. And listen every Saturday at noon.
Coming up on WMAL, a really bad day in Metro. How many times do we say that every morning,
virtually
right?
Every morning.
And bad days to come as Metro is rolling out a plan that is going to really cause headaches. But supposedly, we'll fix the problems. We'll ask Chris Barnes. He knows a little bit about that. His website is fixwamata.com. That's after the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station.
Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The Labor Department is just about to release the latest employment data. And economists predict that April saw solid gains with some 200,000 new jobs added last month. Metro leaders are set to lay out an ambitious but painful plan to overhaul the Metro Rail system. Metro Board Chair Jack Evans.
It's an aggressive plan to get 3 years' worth of track work done sooner than that in months.
In some places, the rail system's going to be virtually rebuilt.
We are going to go from section to section and start down on the gravel and, you know, replace a lot of the infrastructure.
Details of the Metro overhaul plan are being unveiled in a couple of hours. Donald Trump, with the GOP nomination now his, is pivoting his campaign to focus squarely on who he presumes will be the Democratic nominee, Hillary Clinton.
It's clear Trump is ready to ramp up his attacks against Clinton, but first, he still has some work to do to unite the Republican Party. House Speaker Paul Ryan is the latest conservative voice to come out and say he's not quite ready to support Donald Trump. Now, Trump's campaign is sort of shrugging that aside last night. Trump did not talk about it on the stump, but his campaign manager told CNN it was hardly a slap in the face.
Correspondent Sarah Murray. Some of Hillary Clinton's closest aides have now provided interviews to the FBI in their probe into the security of her private email server.
At this point, there's still a lot of investigation to be done by the FBI. They are trying to wrap this up very soon. But at this point, what we know and from sources that we've been talking to, they have not yet found any indications or anything to prove that Hillary Clinton violated the law, willfully violated the law. And that's an important thing.
Correspondent Evan Perez. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,661, the NASDAQ at 47,17. Sports, a ninth inning rally falls short as the Nationals lose to the Cubs. The Orioles beat the Yankees. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
This National Military Appreciation Month moment is brought to you by University of Maryland University College. Friday, May 6th is Military Spouse Appreciation Day. This day, which is celebrated annually the Friday before Mother's Day, recognizes the significant contributions, support, and sacrifices made by spouses of our armed forces. Military Spouse Appreciation Day has been observed for 30 years and began when President Ronald Reagan proclaimed the importance of spousal commitment to the readiness and well-being of military members.
University of Maryland University College expresses our deepest thanks to all U.S. Armed Forces servicemen and women who dedicate their lives to protect us, our families, and our freedom. You inspire us each and every day to do more. That's why we are constantly evolving programs to match your skill set with the demands of today's employers. We strive to provide you with support and resources that values your military experience and helps you succeed, like our dedicated military and veterans advisors, Veterans Resource Center, Vet Success Club, Veterans Lounge, and more. thank you for your commitment, dedication, and sacrifice. UMUC is proud to join WMAL in saluting the members of our armed forces during Military Appreciation Month. This month, join us to show support and appreciation to the men, women, and families who have dedicated their lives to serve our country. Add your message of thanks at military.umuc.edu/thanks. That's military.umuc.edu/thanks.
Whether it's you or a family member struggling with depression, it can be excruciating. TMS NeuroHealth Centers understands, as many of our patients have suffered despite years of medication and psychotherapy. Now, with TMS, an FDA-cleared and non-sedating outpatient therapy, depression is treatable. TMS NeuroHealth Centers is helping patients rediscover life in our many locations, including Ashburn, Virginia, and Frederick, Maryland. Now accepting most insurance, including Cigna Healthcare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com.
I'm Dr. Will Sauvé, a psychiatrist with TMS NeuroHealth Centers. TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. One of the first people we saw had suffered greater than 30 years, been on a multitude of medications. Over the course of her treatment, she began to report feeling an improvement and feeling that her mood was lifting. She had more energy during the day. By week four, she was telling my staff that she'd never felt better in her entire life.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit HopeTMS.com.
Far, far away lies a place called the Warehouse of the Unexpected. No one orders from this warehouse, but oh, does it deliver. Random accidents and liabilities to small businesses all day long. But fear not. When the unexpected strikes, the Hartford can help your business prevail. Ask your agent for the Hartford by name or visit thehartford.com/prevail. Coverage subject to policy terms. Coverage provided by Hartford Fire and Affiliates.
Chris Plant here. For more than 40 years, local residents have trusted Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. for their garage door repair needs. They are the industry leader in garage door sales and service. When you need garage door repair, visit GarageDoorRepair.com.
8:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. The April jobs numbers are just out. The government says employers added just 160,000 jobs in April, the weakest pace in months. The unemployment rate stays at 5%. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And some of the commute here with the rain and drizzle road spray. You'll have plenty of time to get where you're going. 270 through Urbana, Clarksburg below speed, and now as you head and push past Germantown. But lanes have been open there, a little bit better than normal as you head down toward the lane divide. For 95 Maryland south, in a bit of a volume each direction as you pass 175. Southbound, once you get past 32, you're good until you get into Calverton, and then that's slow to join on to the inner loop of the Beltway. For the Beltway to the Wilson Bridge, your backups just before you get to St. Barnabas Road, heading north on 295 heavy to go in on the 11th Street Bridge. Southbound 295 is heavy as well, head onto the freeway. Longstanding crash has been on the outbound side of the 11th Street Bridge near M Street over to the shoulder, heavy out of Virginia. 66, we're pushing slowly into Centerville, Fair Lakes, and Fair Oaks. Metro Rail, one of the latest problems they're still dealing with for yellow and blue line commuters, signal problems outside of Braddock Road Station. Expect delays and overcrowding. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Periods of rain and showers with maybe even a rumble of thunder today. Some spots could pick up an inch or two of rain. Mid-50s with a north breeze. The rain tapers off the showers as we roll through tonight. Maybe a rumble of thunder, 50. Clouds to some sunshine tomorrow, 69. Plenty of sunshine on Mother's Day. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 54 in Manassas, 52 in Waldorf, 53 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by GarageDoorRepair.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. I apologize on behalf of this entire region for the last 15 years for not doing their job, for allowing the system to deteriorate.
That's Jack Evans, chairman of the Metro Board, talking about how things have deteriorated for 15 years, and now it's time to try to fix WMATA. Interestingly enough, we have on the line Chris Barnes of an organization known as fix WMATA. I mean, and yesterday, Chris, there were big problems again on the Metro, and a video that if you haven't seen it, it's on our website, WMAO.com. You need to go look at this thing of what happens when they have an arcing incident. They caught one on security camera, and quite frankly, it's terrifying.
Yeah, well, and this is basically a repeat of what we saw during an NTSB hearing earlier this week from the McPherson station. These things are not to be messed with, and if you are near one of these, you're in big trouble.
Yeah, okay, so there were two problems yesterday before we get into the what they're going to do to fix WMATA. Two problems. First, they had that arcing incident, and they decided, well, we got to close down some Metro stations. And then later in the day, there was another smoke incident, which was caused, I'm told, by debris on the track. I mean, it's just another an example of very bad days that Metro's had of late.
Yeah, well, the arcing insulator incident, for sure, we know happened around 6:30 in the morning yesterday. Apparently, the GM, Mr. Wiedefeld, found out about it thereafter, and he saw the video. According to what I've seen from reporters, he saw the video in the afternoon and decided that he would be shutting down at least Federal Center to get this problem resolved. Well, while he was deciding that, apparently, we then had either another arcing insulator incident or a trash fire, depending on who you listen to.
So when you hear Jack Evans there apologize for 15 years of ineptness, basically, what first comes to your mind, Chris? Because I know me, I hear that, and it makes me not very warm to Mr. Evans' pleas and demands for more money. Why would we throw more money at an organization who is admitting that they've been inept for the last 15 years with the money that they have been given?
Yeah, well, it's a culture that goes from top to bottom. The money side of it is clearly on the top end. We've seen general managers come and go and apparently do nothing while giving us great PR. And then on the bottom end of it, we've seen frontline employees who are entirely rude to the paying rider. The riders are just angry at everyone from top to bottom at Metro right now.
And so now, as they roll this plan out to fix it, or as they say it's going to fix it, do you have confidence that this is the way to go?
No, I don't have confidence, but I don't really have much choice.
All in that boat, aren't we?
Yeah. The things need to be fixed, and I'm seriously having deja vu of when General Manager Sorrells came in, and then he launched Metro Forward and said, oh, we're going to get all this stuff fixed. We're going to spend $5 billion. $5 billion of that five-year rebuilding program included third rail rehabilitation, according to their website. And then where has that money gone? Because clearly the third rails have not been rehabilitated.
That's right.
All right, so Jack Evans talked about this plan that's going to be unveiled later today by the Wiedefeld, and he says, look, it's going to be painful. Here's a little bit of what Jack Evans had to say.
It's an aggressive plan to get 3 years worth of track work done sooner than that in months.
And he continued.
Shutdowns of track segments between stations is going to happen for at least for weeks.
And he says that, you know, if we do all that, it will pay off.
It'll make it a safer and more reliable system.
All right, so you heard what he has to say there, but it's going to be painful. I mean, everybody, the advance word we're getting, if nothing else, riders need to know, as bad as it's been, it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Yeah, and I think riders understand that. We've certainly seen that there are serious safety issues, and the pendulum is swinging where there's more riders who are literally saying, shut it down. Just shut it down and fix it, because I would rather you do that than, you know, I've stood on platforms fairly close to the edge and been within that arcing range that we saw in that video. So what has to happen, and riders are going to have to adjust to it. The thing that I'm concerned about is how they do this. I've not been blown away by Metro's ability to communicate with riders, whether that's via social media or campaigns like Metro Forward. They gave that up halfway through the rebuilding process. The fares, in my opinion, the fares are going to have to be slashed. You can't expect riders to deal with 3 or 4 weeks of single tracking in a specific area during rush hours and continue to pay peak fares. There's going to have to be some give and take on both sides.
But if you cut the amount of income that the system generates and people are not willing to pony up more money, how do you do it?
Well, let's talk about renewing that union agreement. So 74 cents of every dollar that's spent in the operations budget goes to personnel, and that includes pensions. That includes basically unlimited overtime. So employees are running rampant with the budget. So if they're looking for money, I would recommend looking at how they've bartered their agreement with their unions.
But those unions all support the politicians who are sitting on the WMATA board. We'll see, hey, Chris Barnes.
You said that, not me.
Well,
you and everyone
right
else bought it. Yeah. Thanks, Chris Barnes.
Thanks,
WMATA.
Chris. Appreciate it.
843 WMAL.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called Web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And Web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if Web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now, 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
Here's a quiz. Is identity theft just when someone other than you puts charges on your credit card? Nope, that's part of it. But identity theft is actually when someone pretends they're you for any number of undesirable reasons, like opening new accounts or a utility bill. Is it true that identity theft can't happen to you? Nope. 1 in 4 people have experienced identity theft. Will LifeLock help you more with identity theft than free credit monitoring will? Yep. LifeLock's proprietary technology detects a huge range of identity threats. And if you ever have a problem, one of our U.S.-based agents will work to resolve it. So how'd you do on the quiz? Come on, how'd you really do? No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, you get a versus a when it comes to identity protection. Membership starts at just $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code LifeLock to get 10% off now. LifeLock.
8:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia 95, not so bad at all. Better than normal. Northbound just heavy in Woodbridge briefly in Newington. 395 delays are getting better, actually, as you pass Landmark. That's where the slowdowns begin, right near, let's say, before you get to King Street. But that's off and on over the 14th Street Bridge to the freeway. The closer you get to the outbound 11th Street Bridge where we had the earlier crash, the better the pace. Southbound and northbound George Washington Parkway both slow to merge onto the 14th Street Bridge. Park police tell me, nope, there's nothing on the GW Park. Parkway, just that volume even southbound as you head past the overlooks and through to town. Topside Maryland Beltway, College Park to Silver Spring, and a little bit of volume each direction through Largo. Metro Rail, they're still dealing with signal problems for yellow and blue line commuters. The signal problem outside Braddock Road. Expect delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Wet Friday, but improving weather coming just in time for Mother's Day. Periods of rain and showers with maybe even a rumble of thunder today. Some spots could pick up an inch or two of rain where it rains most persistently. Mid-50s with a north breeze. The rain tapers off to showers as we roll through tonight. Maybe a rumble of thunder, 50. Clouds to some sunshine tomorrow, 69. Plenty of sunshine on Mother's Day. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 55 degrees in the nation's capital. It's 8:47.
Smoke that cigarette.
Now, the federal government is intruding on your life again. You know, back in 2009, there was a piece of legislation passed under the Pelosi-Reid-Obama regime. It was called, and I love it when they call things like this, these things, because it makes everyone feel warm and fuzzy. It was the Family Smoking Prevention and Tobacco Control Act. So now, who wants to be against that? I mean, it has the word family in it,
yeah, that's right,
after
yeah.
all. And, of course, in the way it met little resistance because, you know, you don't want to be on the side of big tobacco. You don't want to be pro-cancer. But what it did was it said, hey, FDA, you can go ahead and regulate tobacco as much as you want.
Yes,
you just can't,
that's true.
You just can't ban tobacco. It basically gave a complete and total blank check to a federal agency to write whatever regulations they want, and Congress gave them that blank check. And now we're seeing it come back to haunt
in what
everyday
way,
Americans, because they have now enacted regulations, they hit late yesterday, to regulate e-cigarettes and cigars. And the regulations, listen, set aside the e-cigarettes for a moment, because I know people are very, it's a controversial thing. I don't know why, but it is. They're prohibiting sale of e-cigarettes to people under 18. They can't distribute free samples. They have to have warnings that they carry nicotine, these big warning labels. But the cigar industry, which is, by the way, one industry that's actually been doing pretty well in this country, and cigars are infinitely safer than cigarettes are.
Yeah.
The number of deaths and illness due to cigars is much different than cigarettes. The cigar industry in America is very concerned about this. They think that they're going to potentially go out of business because of the importation of cigars. A lot of these things come from other countries. The regulations that are now put in place are going to hurt those imports because some of these countries aren't going to meet the standards that the FDA has set up. And those beautiful cigar boxes. Is there anything more beautiful than a cigar box? The artwork on that thing and the whole. It's just a great process of getting a box. Cigars, and now it's going to be slapped with a giant warning label on it. And it's just disgusting and stupid,
but hold on.
It treats us all like we're children and we don't have control over our lives.
But do you have any issue with the regulation that says that you should not have these products until you turn 18? Because I don't have a problem with that.
Well, yeah. Guess what? My problem with it is that as soon as we allow these quote-unquote reasonable regulations, it never stops. How many times, Brian, do we talk about here the slippery slope and the creeping control of government? That it always comes in and say, oh gosh, no, we only want...
You're in favor of 17, 16-year-olds going out and buying cigarettes.
There it is.
You're okay with that.
Yes, I want 17-year-olds to go out there and smoke.
Well, then,
that's not
then
what
this
I'm
is,
saying.
That's a reasonable
All
part
right.
of this.
So back in the 80s... the reasonable idea was, listen, we just want a non-smoking section in a restaurant, right?
Mm-hmm.
Back in the 80s, they didn't say, from now on, no smoking in any public place at all, no smoking in offices, no smoking in restaurants, no smoking in bars, and if you want to smoke, you have to go outside a building and sit in a park, and even that we might regulate. In fact, if you want to smoke, you only smoke in your home. They didn't say that in the 80s, did they?
I'm fine with all of that.
But back then, all they said was, we just want a non-smoking section. And then they said, okay, well, we want no smoking at all in the restaurant, but you can smoke in the bar.
And
then they
and
said, okay,
all
now no
better
smoking.
Off for those regulations.
But fine, you may like it, but
I
happen to like freedom and liberty in all flavors,
And you have the freedom and liberty to do that as long as you're not messing with my nose.
Even when it's dangerous for me. And by the way, this has nothing to do with your nose.
Yes, it does.
No, it really
doesn't. It absolutely does.
No, because a 17-year-old isn't smoking in your face. See, but you're okay with all these regulations because, well... I don't want to say why you're okay with it, but I frankly, even if it's something that hurts me and I don't like, I like freedom that much more.
We'll agree to disagree. It's 8:51.
Okay, everyone. Mother's Day is this Sunday. Do you know what you're getting for your mom? If you're looking for the perfect gift, check out this sweet deal from Sherry's Berries. Right now, you can get their famous freshly dipped gourmet berries starting at $19.99 plus shipping. Just go to berries.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter special code 5050. That's berries.com special code 5050. You have never seen dipped berries like these. They're huge, sweet, juicy, and covered in decadent toppings like chocolate chips and chopped nuts. And right now, they're starting at $19.99. That's amazing. Plus, you can pick your delivery date, and the berries are guaranteed to arrive fresh, delicious, and beautifully packaged, or your money back. My mom is going to be super excited when she gets her Sherry's Berries, and I bet your mom will be too. But order now, because Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this incredible deal ends this Friday. The only way to get this amazing offer is to go to berries.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter special code 5050. That's berries.com special code 5050.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
If you crave chocolate or chips after a hectic day, it may be because you're sleep deprived. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Lack of sleep can be a significant risk factor for obesity because it boosts hunger. It's due to the delicate balance between nutrients consumed and the energy costs of staying awake, which remain generally the same whether you've had enough sleep or not. A recent study at the University of Chicago compared two groups of healthy adults, one that had 4 nights of normal sleep and one that had 4 nights of restricted sleep. Both groups were provided with carefully prepared meals. On the final day, participants were given a healthy meal, followed by free rein at a snack bar containing tasty treats. People in the sleep-deprived group ate snacks with more carbs and nearly twice as much fat and protein. So you want a cure for your junk food cravings? Get more sleep. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
This morning, Sandra Snead wrote a joyful status. This miss is a soon-to-be Mrs. Over 300 friends liked her engagement post, and it got 76 comments. Sandra, you're one popular gal. Geico also has a comment on your status. Did you know you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance in just 15 minutes by switching to Geico? Just a way we're trying to help cushion a nice little nest egg for the future misses. Hashtag getting hitched. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You know, in just months, Americans are going to cast their vote for a new president. We the people are frustrated and very angry over being ignored or lied to by the establishment elites of both so-called major political parties. What a party they're having. In the end, voters will likely vote their pocketbooks, which have been shrinking in recent years. But listen to me. Regardless of who is elected, just one asset is bound to shine brightest, according to a new Swiss America special report entitled Hedging the Election. This free report puts the power in your hands to decide whether you will be the winner or loser next November by electing to make a wise decision now to hedge against the vote's economic impact. To learn how to protect yourself and your family by calling Swiss America now at 800-289-2646 or visit hedgingtheelection.com. Listen, no matter who is elected, I want you to call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, and you're going to get a free copy of Hedging the Election or visit hedgingtheelection.com. Thank you.
855, now WMAL, traffic and weather, every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, we're doing okay on the Greenway Toll Road, Route 7 this morning. 66, though, late in this rush hour, we're struggling, and the weather not helping either in the road spray. 66 jam, trying to get through Manassas to 28 Centerville, and northbound 28 Centerville, as you try to merge up onto 66 with the crash. That's why everyone's slowing in that corridor. Beltway and Annandale, still below speed, brief delays through Tyson's and briefly at the American Legion Bridge. 95 through Woodbridge, the slowest stretch in each direction. 395, you come out of Shirlington over the 14th Street Bridge. The George Washington Parkway, heavy to get onto the 14th Street Bridge as well. No incidents, but top side of the Maryland Beltway, still heavy before New Hampshire Avenue to George Avenue. Colesville Road looks like we have an incident prior to the Beltway. Traffic update brought to you by Here Maps. Now, wherever the open road takes you, find your way with Here Maps. It's the free app that has maps for the entire world. Offline turn-by-turn navigation means that you don't need to use your data plan. Get it now at here.com/maps. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Day of Friday, the rain not steady the whole day, but certainly some batches of steady to moderate rainfall at times, and maybe even a rumble of thunder. Mid-50s, north breeze, inch or two of rain in some spots. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 55 degrees at 8:56.
Ever had that feeling when your heart flutters or skips a beat? It could be love, but it could also be atrial fibrillation or AFib. Left untreated, AFib can lead to blood clots, stroke, or heart failure. The AFib team at Inova Heart and Vascular Institute are worldwide leaders in new procedures that make treating heart arrhythmias less invasive, providing smoother recovery and better outcomes. Don't ignore the signs. Visit inova.org/heart. Inova. Join the future of health.
If the very thought of going to the dentist's office leaves you paralyzed with fear, you're not alone. Many of my patients have come to me after years of avoiding the dentist. And the good news is they always leave with a smile. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan, from McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and in as little as one anxiety-free visit, I can provide solutions to years' worth of dental problems. We offer general and cosmetic dentistry as well as teeth in a day. At McMillan Sedation Dentistry, you have options to ensure you're completely relaxed. Whether it's taking a small pill or having a board-certified anesthesiologist on hand, you'll rest comfortably throughout the entire procedure. No matter how many years or how many fears, it's time for you to smile easy. McMillan Sedation Dentistry welcomes Dr. Jamie Laviola to our team. Take that first step and call us today at 877-394-4511. 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
When was the last time you felt free? It's time to uncover that feeling again. With the compassion and strength of a name, most accepted by top doctors and specialists, and the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states, giving you the freedom to love, to dream, to dance like no one is watching. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 7070. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed or your money back. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 7070. That's proflowers.com, secret code 7070.
Coming up tomorrow, Monday.
Oh, my gosh, it's Friday. Happy Friday. Joe DeGeneva, and we'll get you the latest on today's Metro Report and the all the pain that we're going to be facing in the days ahead.
Speaking of facing pain, Chris Plants is next.
Hey, Chris, good morning.
It's better than turning away. I'm not even going to.
Okay.
I'm just going to leave that alone entirely. Taco Bowls, Taco Bowls, Taco Bowls. Because this is a presidential contest in the United States of America, and we're talking about Taco Bowls. If we weren't talking about Taco Bowls, what would you like to hear the presidential candidates and our phony baloney news media actually talking about? Matters of substance, perhaps. A new Pew poll out, and Hillary Clinton and Hummel.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.